Nurse Rachel Mabena reports for duty at the Diepkloof Hospice in Soweto. She did the same a few months ago to find colleagues weeping in the corridors. One led Mabena to the bedside of a patient who'd just been admitted. There, the palliative care specialist says, she saw one of the most terrible sights of her long career.
Muggles coming out of the orifices of a person, alive. They were like on the face, they were like flowers. They are busy attacking the brain, which means they have been inside doing the job of eating. So
Mabena says the woman was so riddled with cancer that there were holes in her head, ears and eyes, allowing the maggots easy entrance to her body. The patient had been left alone in her shack to die in a bed of blood and excrement.
That day I didn't sleep, but I had to be strong. Then I called her name. I said, "Hello, hello, hello." Then she said, "Yeah." Then I said, "Are you okay?" Then she said, "Yes, I'm okay."
Mabena then had to clean the woman, who was rotting, as she puts it. The nurse says caring for patients who are suffering and dying is often devastating.
Then we are down on our knees, and then we cannot do anything anymore. And then there's just trauma. You see the shivering, the trembling, you know, the weakness, you see all of it.
Mabena's colleague, Duduzile Tlapane, says being a hospice nurse means she never relaxes.
Even at home, even now, when I'm off, when I've left the patient that is very sick, I always think about him or her. That I wonder, how is he, how is she, how is she doing? And first thing when I
Sister Snowy Nkwana has been a nurse here in the townships surrounding Krugersdorp near Johannesburg for 42 years. Minors, bodies broken by terrible injuries and respiratory illnesses, children with brain tumors, babies barely born, people poisoned into corpses by AIDS, all have died in her arms.
This kind of work, you don't just do it. It must come from the depth of who you are. You give it your soul, your spirit, your heart. You do it for the love of people. You do it because you want to give to somebody.
But Nkwana says sometimes she gets tired of holding people. Sometimes she wants to be held too. But because death is taboo in the places she works, she says palliative caregivers are taboo as well, and so are ignored. Nkwana, supervisor at West Gauteng Hospice, is palliative care specialist Rion Venter.
It is very true. Because of people's fear of death, their misunderstanding of it, they don't really regard palliative care workers as ordinary human people. And that is sad.
He describes nurses like him as being plugged into pain all the time, adding that this impacts incredibly on all of them, especially when a lot of patients die in a very short space of time.
When sister keeps on, and so-and-so died, then I will say to her, now, how many more are going to die before the end of this day? Sister Snowy carries on with this doom and gloom. I say to her, now, Sister Snowy, have you got something nice to say, or are we all going to start crying? That is what we do to support one another.
Nurse Patience Mashetu watches a new patient being admitted to Wits Hospice in Houghton, one of Johannesburg's premier suburbs. The woman is slumped in a wheelchair, rattling across the floor of a sunny room filled with a sweet scent of flowers.
When I see someone coming in, a 30-year-old lady with cancer, dying, it's not easy to see it, it's not easy to deal with. I start examining myself. What am I going to do if I get into such a situation and my daughter is only 5?
Cameron Hogg, psychologist to patients and staff at Wits Hospice, says the great thing about being in palliative care is the enlightenment it brings.
You work all day with stuff that's absolutely real. When you're doing this work, there's no more bullshit. This got nothing to do with whether you're fat or thin or clever or stupid or, you know, do you have money or haven't got money. And you can go upstairs to our 14-bed unit. There's not one person lying up there that says, listen, a Ferrari right now would really help the process.
The nurses emphasize it's their patients, the very sources of their trauma, who also keep them alive and inspire them to a greater humanity, as Tlapane puts it, recalling her cancerous patient infested with maggots.
That lady was a fighter. Even the bed where she was sleeping in, when every day I enter that room, I always salute that bed. She was a fighter, even in her last moments. I won't forget that woman. I always hear her voice whenever I'm stressed.
The nurse says whenever she feels weak, she thinks of that patient and how the woman helped her to believe in God. Mashetu remembers a young man dying of cancer with children aged 13 and 16. The nurse says he had every right to be bitter and angry, yet he was always smiling.
He was a very sweet, nice person. You just grew close to him. He liked talking. When his family was not there, we went in and we chatted. He gave my daughter a book, a storybook, and because I told him my daughter likes.
Nurse Tlapane listens to a machine monitoring a patient's heart rate. She remembers an elderly patient who told her how happy she was that her slow death from cancer had allowed her to reconcile with relatives, and how her illness had taught her to love for the first time in her life. Tlapane recalls the woman's last words.
Dudu mudimu umpile matla. God has given me strength. Father, forgive me. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you for waking me up.
Hogg reflects the feelings of many in palliative care when he spits that he'll never abandon the work, despite its extreme stresses and strains.
It is the most enriching, it is the most energizing work that's humanly possible. I feel sorry for all of you that do mundane jobs.
He says it's in the hospice wards and alongside the deathbeds that palliative caregivers experience the phenomenally powerful souls of their patients and, in the presence of death, learn more about life. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.